What is the function of Space Force?
Well, you know, space is absolutely critical to our nation. It fuels our American way of life. It fuels our American way of war. It fuels our economy. And the Space Force mission is to make sure that we can protect and defend that domain.
General John J. Raymond is the first ever Chief of Space Operations for the U.S. Space Force, the first new branch of the military since the Air Force was formed in 1947.
You think people even have an understanding, the average American, of how much critical infrastructure that we have?
It's hard to understand. It's really hard to understand. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, there's no other armed service that is relied on by Americans every single day like the United States Space Force.
From the moment we wake up, check our phones, browse our news, GPS to an appointment, and fill up our gas, most of us unknowingly rely on connections beamed down from satellites in space. It's become critical to our everyday lives and to public safety. General Raymond says it needs protecting.
Just think what it would be like today if ambulances couldn't find their way to an address that they're responding to. Just think if first responders were delayed. All of that is provided from capabilities from space. Our job is to make sure that when Americans go to access space, that it is always there. And what I would say today is that's not a given. There are threats out there.
Threats like China and Russia. General Raymond says while the U.S. space capabilities are the most advanced in the world, our adversaries are catching up. In July, the State Department says Russia fired a projectile into space. It was an anti-satellite weapon.
That's the first time that this has happened in recorded history. How concerning is that?
It's really concerning. That's just one example. There's a long spectrum of threats that we're concerned about.
Have we just advanced technologically to the point now where you see the future of global warfare in space? Is that where we are?
Well, our job is to make sure that doesn't happen. You know, when people ask me a lot of times, what does winning look like in space? Winning looks like not having to fight a fight that begins or extends into space.
This is a very big and important moment. It's called the Space Force.
That mission officially began for General Raymond in December 2019, when the U.S. Space Force formally became its own separate branch of the armed forces. But Space Force has its roots in the Air Force and has been functional since 1982 as Air Force Space Command. The new name and logo have taken on a pop culture life of their own, often the punchline of sarcastic jokes, memes, and fodder for late-night comedians.
Space Force!
Do you think that the perception from the outside of this branch is accurate? Do you think it's problematic?
First of all, as I said, I think it is hard to understand because it's not tangible. People aren't living in that domain unless you're a NASA astronaut.
But it's one thing not to understand, you know, how a satellite works. It's quite another thing to be the subject of satire. You've got a Netflix series called
How cool is that?
Space Force. You know, you got these memes and images on the internet of what Space Force actually is. How do you view that? You know, when you come across those kinds of things,
it shows the interest that there is across our nation in space. It shows the excitement about space.
You don't think it undermines what you're trying to do here?
I know what we're trying to do here. People talk about a space war. There's no such thing as a space war. It's just war. And countries might choose to fight that war on the land. They might choose to fight that on the sea. They might choose to fight that in the air, in cyber. And now what we've seen is space has become that warfighting domain. Our goal is to deter that from happening.
How much credit does the Trump administration get for facilitating the creation of this branch?
Yeah, as I look back over since the president signed the National Defense Authorization Act, there's been broad support. As I said, I think the administration gets a lot of credit. I appreciate their leadership and support. I think Congress gets a lot of credit as well.
There are some that see this as part of the Trump administration's sort of like vanity project. Do you agree with that assessment?
This is critical to our national security. I cannot stress that enough. The average American needs to understand, and it's hard to understand, just how reliant they are on space. They have to understand that there is a growing threat that the scope, scale, and complexity of is very, very concerning.
The vanity criticism has come from Air Force leaders and veterans, academics, Hollywood, and some Democrats, and some of it has been leveled at Space Force's name and signature logo, which, when released, even drew comparisons to the TV show Star Trek.
Where did the name Space Force come from?
Well, the law was passed. The National Defense Authorization Act was passed. That's our birth certificate, and the name that was on that birth certificate was United States Space Force.
All right. So from the administration?
Well, there was years worth of conversation. This has been debate, for a couple years. I don't know where it specifically came from, but what I can tell you is it's on our birth certificate.
I know you've gotten a lot of questions about the logo. Can you talk to me about the symbolism on that logo?
Absolutely. The predominant symbol is the Delta. That Delta has been the symbol of Air Force Space Command for years. We've been using that back since 1982, and I'll tell you, it's been long used before that, back to the 50s. It's on our logo, and we're proud of it.
Was the creation of this politicized in any way, do you think?
I'm not a politician at all. I'm focused on my job. I focus on coming to work every day.
We're responding to adversaries' actions in space.
The general repeatedly reminded News Nation he was not a politician throughout the interview. Over the summer, however, he did weigh in on a controversial issue that dominated American discourse, the killing of George Floyd at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer.
After the George Floyd death, you said that racism is an enemy. And that you said it's an enemy that we must defeat. As members of the United States Space Force, we are not immune. Is that going to be a priority to make sure that, as you put it, you have a clean slate and you can begin to establish a branch that from its foundation is going to be more equitable?
Well, I think we have an opportunity. I think, as I mentioned, there's a lot of talent that's come knocking on our door. We want to get the right people in the right place at the right job, and so far we haven't had any problem in doing that. Well, we think diversity is our strength, for sure. It is a strength.
General, there's been criticism that by virtue of having a Space Force at all, that we're creating an arms race in a very different fashion than what we've seen historically. Do you think that criticism is fair?
I don't. I think you have to look at our competitors or potential adversaries. If you look at what they're doing, they are building two things. One, they're building space capabilities for their own use, to have that same advantage that we enjoy. But the second thing that they're doing is they're weaponizing space.
In terms of our adversaries' capabilities in space, how do they compare with what we have here?
We are the best in the world at space. However, our adversaries are moving fast, specifically Russia and China. And that superiority margin that we have has been eroding. And so this is why U.S. Space Command and the United States Space Force is so important, to stay ahead of that and to remain the best in the world so Americans always have the space capabilities that they need.
But Laura Grego, a senior scientist with the organization Union of Concerned Scientists, has raised alarm bells about Space Force.
My argument is whether this is the right tool for the job, whether it might make the problem worse rather than better.
Grego says if the goal is a safe, secure space for American satellites, international cooperation and diplomacy are the means to get there.
If the United States leads the way with weapons and we don't have a commensurate effort to try to curb them, then we end up in an environment of unconstrained weaponization.
So isn't that already happening? Isn't the weaponization of space a reality we're in now?
Whether it's weaponized, that's been arguable for the last few years. There has been a remarkable restraint over the decades. When it was the U.S. and the Soviet Union, they really declined to go in that direction.
Some within the military, even at its highest levels, have expressed concerns about making Space Force its own branch.
At a time when we're trying to integrate the department's joint warfighting functions, I do not wish to add a separate service that would likely present a narrower, even parochial approach to space operations. That was then Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis who said that in 2017. What do you make of that?
Well, I think space is absolutely critical to any joint warfighting construct that we develop. I think every combatant command that we have across our nation understands that importance. All of our services understand that importance.
General Raymond says American adversaries have already demonstrated real threats to American satellites.
It's so important, again, for this force that's dedicated to making sure that we can protect and defend these capabilities from any threat.